Now, in Psalm 86 that we come to here, we have a prayer of David, back to a Davidic psalm. And it's a prayer of David. It's a rather remarkable prayer because if you go through it, you will notice how many times the word, O Lord, occurs. And bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I'm poor and needy. Then verse 3, be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Now, I've referred to the two names that occur in the book of Psalms that we've had, Elohim, which speaks of God as Creator, and Jehovah, which speaks of God as Savior, the one who's holy, and yet the one who is a Savior. But now we've got another word for God here, and the translation is made accurately, O Lord. And it's Adonai. And that, I think, is important because of the fact that the pious Jews in that day did not pronounce the name Jehovah. That was a sacred, that was that sacred tetragram. They just didn't use that. And in course of time, they actually did not know how to pronounce it. And today, you find that the scholars debate whether it should be Jehovah or Yahweh, and there are one or two other pronunciations. But there's no question about this. This is Adonai, and they substituted this word instead of Jehovah. And I would say that it refers to God as our Savior, the one who is the holy God, who has been able to extend mercy unto us. And this is a very remarkable psalm, and there are those that have attempted to call this psalm a messianic psalm. I do not think that this could be called a messianic psalm in the strict sense of the word, because verse 11 is the example that I'd like to call your attention to. It says, teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Well, I don't think that you could apply that to the Lord Jesus in any way at all, for the very simple way that it could apply to you or to me, but he came here to do the Father's will. He was always in the Father's will. He'd never need to pray a prayer like this, unite my heart to fear thy name. It just wouldn't apply to him at all. Someone has put it like this, and I'd like to give you this extended quotation regarding this expression, unite my heart to fear thy name. This is indeed what is everywhere the great lack among the people of God. How much of our lives is not spent in positive evil, but frittered away and lost in countless petty diversions which spoil effectually the positiveness of our testimony for God. How few can say with the apostle, this one thing I do. We are on the road, not at least intentionally off it, but we stop to chase butterflies among the flowers and make no serious progress. How Satan must wonder when he sees us turn away from the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, when realized as his temptation, and yet yield ourselves with scarce a thought to endless trifles, lighter than the thistle down, for which the child spends all his strength, and we laugh at him. If we examined our lives carefully in such an interest as this, how we would realize the multitude of needless anxieties, of self-imagined duties, of permitted relaxations, of innocent trifles which incessantly divert us from that in which alone is profit. How few perhaps would care to face such an examination day by day of the unwritten history of their lives. And Grant wrote that. That is remarkable. I find a great many Christian workers today. They're not in open sin, but they sure are lazy. And they kill time doing this and that. And they are busy here and there, and the main business remains undone. They are not watching the stuff. They're not guarding the stuff. They are not alert today in serving the Lord. This, I think, is a remarkable statement. Now, the statement ahead of it was, "Teach me thy way, O Jehovah." Now, that's, I think, the answer to it. You remember the first thing that Paul said when he was converted was, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And the Lord had already answered his prayer. And that prayer was back in the Psalm, "Teach me thy way, Jehovah." How we need that. And he's promised. He says, "I'll teach thee in the way in which thou shalt go." And then we can say, "I'll walk in the truth." And that means we should walk in the light and the knowledge of the Word of God. This is a marvelous psalm.